Welcome to Divine Goddess
Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I am your host, Marie Langley. Beth Jacobson has the day off today, and I'm very happy that you tuned in today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality, and we have discussions on lots of different topics, and we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers. And we have three shows. We have our Wednesday show, which is our midweek stress buster show, our phone-in Friday show, which is on at noon, and a show that we have also on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear feedback and insight on our show. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please also go, if you can, and like our Facebook page. Just search for Divine Goddess Radio. We are really trying to build up our likes, and we're very close to 100, and we really want to get over that 100 mark. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, intuitive reader and realtor, and you can reach me at 651-303-0555, and also Beth Jacobson, who is an intuitive reader and a spiritual therapist, and she can be reached at 651-900-4136. So today, what I thought I would talk about is, you know, today is the 12th anniversary of 9/11, and I know that people are out there in the country and all over the world reflecting on, you know, what happened 12 years ago and keeping memories of the people who lost their lives and the people who responded, keeping those memories alive and honoring those people. So I thought a really good topic for today would be how to live in peace and kind of talk about the steps you can take to live a more peaceful life. And, you know, we all want humanity to progress. We all want to live harmoniously with others, ourselves, and people around the world. And living in peace is both an outward and an inward process. So when we're living outwardly in peace, you know, we respect and we love each other in spite of all of our cultural, religious, or political differences. And living in peace inwardly, you know, means to search our hearts and minds and understand that fear causes the impulse to violence. And when you ignore the rage inside of you, the storm outside never passes. So keep that in mind. A lot of what you see in the world and a lot of what is going on is a reaction to fear and people not understanding how to get rid of those fears and how to subside those fears. So let's talk about, you know, steps of how to live in peace, what you can do for yourself and help yourself you know, live a more harmonious life. So the first one would be to seek love instead of controlling others. We know when we're trying to get power over people or we're trying to have a power over outcomes, we want to make sure that that's not our main goal. So when we're trying to live a peaceful life, we want to make sure that we come from a place of love. Trying to control people is about seeking a way to impose your will and reality on others without seeing their side of things. And a controlling approach to relationship will always keep you in conflict with others. So when you replace this with love instead of control, this is how you make your way towards a more peaceful life. So, you know, think peace before power. Gandhi was a great person who preached this throughout his whole life. And what he said is that power based on love is 1,000 times more effective and permanent than the power gained through threat of punishment. So if you've learned to control other people through threatening behavior, demeanor, or actions, those people are subjected to your power out of coercion, not out of respect or care for you. And this is not a peaceful way to live. So, you know, when you're communicating with people, or even if you're negotiating or you're trying to resolve conflicts, try to avoid, you know, ordering or demoralizing or demanding or threatening. You know, any of those types of behaviors will control other people by coercion, but rather than by love. So if you're in a situation and you're wanting people to, you know, even if you're in your work situation, say you're in a work situation and you're the head of a group and you want to get certain tasks done, do it in a loving way rather than in a demanding way, you know. Or if you are in a relationship and you want something from your partner and it's something that you're asking for, take a minute to step back and say, okay, how am I asking for this? Am I being demanding? Am I being threatening? Do I pull out the little manipulation card and say, if you really love me, you do this. If you don't do this for me, you don't love me. Well, you're not asking out of love. You're asking them out of coercion, out of manipulation. So change the wording around. Do it out of love. You know, ask for something very lovingly, ask for something very calmly, say it in a sweet way, and see if you get a different result. And have confidence in yourself as well. And have confidence that others around you are capable of living a good as life as possible, and everything is equal. So when you treat everybody equally and you respect people equally, then you get that same behavior back to you. A second thing to do is, I know that everybody out there has their own convictions, they have their own way of thinking, they have their, you know, their way of viewing things, but take a minute to think about how you believe. Are you a person who thinks, oh, you know, whatever I say is the right way, and whatever I believe is the way it should be, and anybody else who doesn't believe me or, you know, think the way I do is completely wrong? I mean, I think we've all seen examples of that in religion, you know, where you have people who will come and either, you know, knock on your door and say, you know, I need to tell you this because this is the only way, and if you don't listen to me, then, you know, you are not going to live a peaceful life, or you won't get to heaven, and if you don't believe in this person specifically or that person specifically, you'll never get anywhere. Your life is doom and gloom. Well, if you have those convictions, you know, moderate them. And if you don't consider the viewpoints and perspectives of others, this is definitely a way of not living a life with peace. It's, you know, it's more of an extremist thinking, which usually leads to reactive, hasty, and driven behavior that lacks any kind of reflection or any deliberative thinking. And when you're doing that, when you're just keeping a closed mind, it blocks out all the other realities in the world, and then that's how conflicts arise. So, you know, if you can make yourself or work on being open-minded and review what you understand and then look at what other people believe in and start seeing their point of view, accept that, you know, everybody has their own faith, everybody has their own passions or opinions, and open yourself to listening to them. One good way is to make friends with people from different cultures. You know, learn about different cultures. Talk to people about their viewpoints. And if you approach it from a viewpoint of humor and have a sense of humor about it, you know, have the discussions, but don't make them about confronting each other or saying you're wrong. Keep your mind open And once you, when you have those discussions, if you do bring the humor into it and you can laugh and joke or make jokes and everybody's on the same page, that's where the peace starts to come in. That's where you start getting along. So think about that. Think about if any situations that you're in that, you know, might trigger that or might ring true for you. And along with that comes tolerance, too. You know, tolerance in all that you think and do makes a difference in your life and in the lives of others around you. And tolerating others and tolerating the diversity is a big, big step into living with peace amongst each other. And I think all of us in this country, I mean, this country is founded upon having rights and freedoms, and, you know, people have always, since the beginning, have been coming here from different countries and assimilating. We have to learn to live with each other and learn from each other. It's amazing what you can learn from other cultures. Keep your mind open. Keep your thoughts open. Keep the learning coming. Incorporate what other cultures have to say. There's a lot that we can learn from each other, and that's also another big step towards peace. And, you know, being peaceful, I mean, that's pretty obvious. Being peaceful also gives you a peaceful life. Avoid violent movies. Try to stay away from the news. Try to stay away from music with hateful or degrading lyrics. You know, I know for myself, I have pretty much stopped watching the news. I don't watch any national news, and I very rarely watch the local news because it's all about, you know, someone killed this person, and somebody kidnapped this person, and somebody did this, and somebody did that. I don't want to hear it because I don't want that message to come into me, and I don't want to be fearful. I think a lot of, you know, the news stations and the things that are reported help to keep people rooted in fear. And when people are rooted in fear, then, again, we can't have that peace and we can't have that tolerance and we can't have that cohesion. So surround yourself with peaceful images, you know. Surround yourself with peaceful music and people. Listening to music about pure love, or listening to children's music or great instrumentals, great way to uplift your mood. Just stay away from, like I said, any of the lyrics that are degrading to women or degrading to society or bragging about murder or whatever. And I think the more of us that tune into the loving music and don't buy, you know, the degrading music, if we all stop buying that and paying attention to it, I think it'll eventually phase its way out. Reflection. Reflection is also a good way to bring your life into peace. You know, take some time to think about a situation. So if someone hurts you physically or mentally, and I know this may be hard for some people, but do not react with anger or violence. Stop and think. Choose instead to respond peacefully. You know, and you can always ask the other person to say, hey, anger or violence does not resolve the issue at hand. You know, if you're in a situation where there is anger and violence, you can tell the other person, you know, please don't do that. And if they refuse to stop, remove yourself. And I'm talking about general situations. I know there are situations where, you know, people are in abusive relationships, and this might be a little bit harder. But if you're having an argument with someone and someone gets angry and then they start, you know, insulting you or calling your names, at that point just say, you know what, stop. Please stop. I don't want this to continue. I don't want to hear your words of anger. And if you yourself start to feel that coming up, take a second and say to yourself, stop. Stop. I will not bring my energy down to their level, and I will remove myself from the situation and leave. And then give yourself time to reflect. Why were you feeling those feelings? You know, why did you jump to anger? What brought on the violent feelings? Once, if you remove yourself and you have time to reflect and think, then that gives you a second to calm down and then try to look at a way to resolve the situation peacefully and not with violence. And when you are in a situation, you know, where you feel someone has done you wrong, seek forgiveness. Don't seek revenge. I know that, you know, everybody's heard the saying from Gandhi, an eye for an eye only leads to blindness. And if you take that literally, that's true. just think of any situation where, you know, something happens and then someone tries to get revenge and then it perpetuates even further and then the other party tries to take revenge and what happens? Usually people end up losing their lives. So I think if we were to forgive people and live in the present and not on the past, you know, forgiveness lifts you up and frees you from resentment. It's about learning to cope with the negative feelings that arise as a result of the act that made you angry or upset, and then you learn by acknowledging those feelings rather than burying them. And when you forgive, you empathize with the other person, and you try to understand what motivates them. You don't have to agree with what they said or what they did. You just have to understand. So, you know, if you can forgive and you can distance yourself, that's another step before living a peaceful life. And I know personal situation, personal experience, yes, it is hard to forgive. But the people, I know that I have done that to people who have hurt me, and it literally feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder. And I really do recommend that if once you forgive, you can actually move on, and you're done. You're done with that situation, and you're done with that episode of your life. So give that a try. And then, of course, we also want to find inner peace. You know, because you don't want to have a constant state of conflict. You want to fill your life with security. You want to fill your life with peace. You don't want to fill it with possessions. You don't want to fill it with, you know, that need for revenge or that need to get back for person. Just take it easy. You know, go into nature. We've talked about this before. Go into nature. Go for a long walk, you know, at least once a day, spend 10 minutes in a peaceful place, sit under a tree, go to a park, just go anywhere where you can sit quietly without distractions. And when you're outside and you do that, you're really just soaking in all of the energy from Mother Earth, and that can really shift you very quickly. And, you know, just try to avoid any stressful situations like traffic, large crowds. I know that a lot of us cannot avoid traffic because we do have to work and we do drive in it. But, you know, if you could have a very nice, soothing music in your car while you're stuck in traffic, that helps to keep you grounded as well. And then, you know, live in joy. Choose to see the wonders of the world as an antidote to violence. And, you know, even the little things. I mean, as you're taking your walk, take a moment to examine. Take a moment to look at the flowers that you might be passing or the bushes or even, you know, someone's house and think, wow, how beautifully do they maintain that? Just keep an eye on everything that would bring joy to you. Do what you love. You know, life is more than your job. While your job needs to be something that ensures your livelihood, you also need to fulfill your life's vision. So decide what you really love. And if you can't do that as a full-time job, do it as a hobby. Incorporate that into your life. Bring, you know, if it's something crafty you can do, bring it with you at lunch hour and work on that so you have that joy with you, around you at all times. Decide for yourself how far you can take, you know, the meaning of guidance and seek work that helps sustain your peaceful life. And be the change you wish to see in the world. You know, I think, especially in light of today, I've been seeing around Facebook that, you know, that people, even if they take a minute and do a random act of kindness, especially on this day, just to try to propel that forward, try that and see how much you can pass along, even if it means just smiling at an extra person today. You know, try to be that part of a solution. Be a person who loves every person for who they truly are and make people comfortable around them. Allow themselves to be with you and just be yourself. You know, talk to other people about their views of peace. Share your ideas and try to find a way to spread those ideas and bring that harmony into this world. And remember, you're free to choose your own path. And you're free to explore those ideas of peace, and you're free to share those ideas of peace. So, you know, so try to make it a goal to do something really nice for someone else every day. Even if, like I said, even if it's just a smile to one extra person. You know, we're all in this together, and we all have to work together to bring the peace that we all want and what Mother Earth wants. I mean, we're faced with that, with this issue with Syria, and I know that all of the light workers are putting out the message, everybody, pray for peace. Put those prayers of peace out there, because as a collective unit and as collective consciousness, our prayers are heard, and our prayers can affect what happens. So for all of you listening out there, get that peace prayer out. And I actually have a meditation to help, you know, for peace into your life. And, you know, here I'm going to read it's a quick meditation, and it's a wonderful visualization for world peace and for when you're feeling out of sorts or upset as well. This can help you. So I'm going to go through the meditation. So, just take a moment to sit quietly and close your eyes and imagine yourself standing in the center of a beautiful clearing in an ancient forest. The air smells fresh and clean and heavy with the musky smell of wet earth after a gentle rain. You find yourself slowly walking around the clearing. It feels familiar and safe. You feel yourself surrounded by the energy of love. A shaft of light fills the clearing with a magical light. And slowly, people begin to fill the clearing. As each one enters the clearing, they reach out and hug you. You feel full and connected and at peace. Before long, the entire clearing is full of people holding each other's hands, sharing love, and feeling connected and at peace. You look around at the faces. They are all different ages, races, shapes, and sizes. You look around and notice their hearts are beaming with light. A beautiful pink light emanates from their hearts, joining with the light of those around them. You mentally see them moving through their lives, making all of their choices based on love. They are free of fear. You are free of fear. Love guides your way. Love surrounds you and fills your very being. You see a world in which everyone is free of fear, in which the band of fear is removed from their hearts and their minds. It is a world in which all people realize they are one, in which all people make their choices based on love and mutual respect. It is a world free of hatred and free of prejudice. The air is clean and the water is clean. Everyone, including the heads of state and the leaders of industry, make their decisions based on the good of the planet and all people, great and small. Take a few moments to envision that world, and then know it could be even more magnificent than you could possibly picture. Allow it to be grand, glorious, and free. Imagine your life in that world. Imagine doing yourself doing what you love as your livelihood. Imagine all your wants and needs being effortlessly met. Imagine that for everyone, everywhere in the world. Imagine all people living in peace and harmony. Imagine a world of love. Imagine a world that is safe, loving, supportive, and nurturing to all of its inhabitants. Now let it be so. Let that world take form in your mind and begin to materialize in your life. Take a deep breath in and exhale. So now remember, if you want to create peace, it begins with you. So do this meditation whenever you feel out of sorts. And also, this is a great meditation to do before you go to bed at night. I think if everybody did this meditation and sent love out to the world, we could start healing and having that world that we all imagine. And this meditation was actually from the Complete Idiot's Guide to Short Meditations by Susan Gregg. So I hope this episode gave you a minute to, you know, take pause and think how we can do little things to start creating the peace that we need in our lives and in the lives of others and throughout the whole world. And I really thank you for listening today. And we'll be back on Friday with our Phone in Friday episode. And everyone have a great rest of the day, and love and light to you all. Bye-bye.